This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Altman.
Episode 303 of Job Search Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I got a great question from someone that I love, and it's a tactical question. He got a lowball offer and then a counteroffer from his current employer. What do you do? You know, he really likes the firm. He got the lowball offer, but the money's low. And his current firm, as soon as he gave notice, suddenly leaps to the rescue to offer him more money and a bigger title. Listen to the show. You may run into this, and I hope you don't, because it does feel complicated and scary. Hope you find this helpful and give it 5 stars on iTunes and Stitcher. And by the way, as a reminder, for May, to honor Job Search Radio, $99 for 30 minutes of time with me. I'll answer your job search questions. I'll coach you about how to handle situations. And, you know, there's a lot of good that we can do with one another in 30 minutes' time. You want me to prepare you for an interview? You want me to help you with a salary negotiation? I'm not going to critique a resume for $99, but I'm going to talk with you for 30 minutes one-on-one and help you find your next position. Listen to the end of the show. There are instructions on how to take advantage of this. It's only good for May of 2017. Now let's get going. I'm going to paraphrase the scenario for you, but just follow with me, okay? So he has an offer from a quality organization that he'd really like to work for, but they lowballed him. And the hiring manager went to bat saying that basically lowballing him was the wrong strategy. He's worth more. Regardless, HR has lowballed him. So with some trepidation, he decides to give notice. Now, this is the middle of the month as I'm doing this. And he's basically given 2 weeks notice and will be starting at the beginning of the month with this well-regarded organization and a job that he preferred doing. So he gives his notice. He's been a consultant at this one firm for a long time. They've been dangling a carrot in front of him. And now that he gives notice, suddenly they go, oh, wait, no. Don't go. We'll give it to you now. So he's got a dilemma. What do you do? Now, there's the negotiation's completely botched. So let's acknowledge that. It should have been done differently. And I'll simply say, he's got some leverage on both sides. So this is the way I would play it. He's not sure if his current firm is going to give him the promotion. And I know he wants the other position more, the one with the celebrity firm. But, you know, there are always other fish in the sea. So you start off with determining from the current firm what they're going to do for him. And let's start off with the position that he wants and a raise to minimally match that which he's given a notice for. Or if it's less money than what he's making, which I think his note says to me, can they give him a small increase for the new role? Because after all, it's a promotion, right? You should get more. So even if they don't commit to the promotion and they just commit to the job, ask them to put the offer letter in writing, so that he has that as an indication of their good intention. Next, with the other firm, once he has this, then he can go back to the celebrity firm and say, look, I gave notice. I've got a counteroffer. I'd rather join your firm. However, let's get practical. All along, I've said, you know, I'm likely to get a counter. You've lowballed me, and guess what happened? I got a counter. I'd rather join your firm. The hiring manager tells me that he went to you and told you not to do this, but you did it anyway. But regardless, I'd like to join. This is the number that will cause me to join. Now, if they're unwilling to do anything, Matter of fact, the first thing I would do is call the hiring manager before I'm call HR. Say, look, I've gotten another offer as a counter in my current firm. And, you know, I'm not independently wealthy. You know, you won't see my name in the Forbes list of wealthiest Americans. I want to join your firm. I'd like to work for you. I can't walk away from so much money and this role, which is an interesting role. Can you get me more? Have him go to bat or her go to bat for you with HR. Call the big meeting, blow up the situation, and force HR to do what they should have done all along. Some HR organizations do this. They lowball, they try to save some money, they think, you know, it's coming out of their pocket. But, you know, at the end of the day, there are other firms that you can join. So recognize that. This is a market where you have choices. Don't allow yourself to be bludgeoned based upon the old scenario of a year ago and beyond. Use your leverage well here. The celebrity firm, the well-known firm, will up the offer or they're going to walk away. And then the hiring manager is going to blow a fit. That doesn't help you. The real question is, you can only do this if you would accept the current situation. If you won't, then you're stuck because you have no leverage and you don't really want to walk away. If you are prepared to walk away, this is the best way to play it. Get the current offer. You know, see if they'll up the money a little bit when they do it. Then from there, circle back to the celebrity firm's hiring manager. Tell them what's happened and say, look, I want to join. You know what I'm worth. You know, however, HR has a bug up their butt about lowballing me. I don't know why. Do you? And have he or she go to bat for you. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I want to encourage you. Take me up on this special offer I made in honor of my 300th episode of Job Search Radio. The special offer is if you email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us and the subject line put the words Job Search Radio. A 30-minute coaching session with me that I charge $250 for normally will be only $99. I don't care what level professionally you're at. I want to help more people, and this becomes a nice way to thank you as a listener to the show and thank you as someone who wants to improve their career and their job search to help you land work more quickly. Again, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. Put Job Search Radio in the subject line. We'll send out an invoice to you. We'll schedule a time to speak no matter where in the world you are. And by the way, if we're not connected on Facebook, give me a like at facebook.com/no BS coaching advice. Or just look for me, Jeff Altman, The Big Game Hunter. Thumbs up. You'll get access to even more information that I put out daily. Hope you come back soon and have a great day.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.